The Luther Burbank Rose Parade returns this Saturday after a long hiatus. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Candace Allinson, Executive Director of the Santa Rosa Downtown District and member of the Rose Parade Organizing Committee. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
So when and where will the Luther Burbank Rose Parade kick off this year?
Yeah, it's going to kick off Saturday morning. The parade starts at 10 a.m. on 4th Street. Up near Fremont Park, and it will end at B Street. And then immediately following the parade is going to be a huge free family festival in Courthouse Square.
All right, Candace, the theme, Trek Through Time. Give us a little explanation what that's about.
Yeah, we thought, you know, with the parade coming back after 4 or 5 years, this would be a great opportunity to kind of connect us to Sonoma County's past, present, and future. And so we've got 81 entrants in the parade. All of them are really embracing the theme, kind of reading their ideas. There's going to be lots of cool floats, some really great entertainment. It's going to be a really, really great welcome back for this really important community event.
I know that you tried to make the entry process for different organizations a little bit easier this year. How has that worked out?
Yeah, you know, it's been pretty smooth. I think we have, we tried to streamline the prizes and the awards. We're not an official qualifying parade any longer, but that did not seem to impact our entries at all. We really wanted to make it about the community, about celebrating Santa Rosa, and everyone just was totally on board.
Okay, so I am shocked that you got this giant celebrity to take time out of his schedule to be the Grand Marshal this year.
I know. It was a big deal when Snoopy agreed to serve as our Grand Marshal.
That's great.
So the world's most famous beagle.
He's very, very famous. Will he have any other Peanuts pals with him, or is it just Snoopy who's going to be there at the front of the parade?
Snoopy is going to be there at the front of the parade. He's going to be, we've got our SRPD motorcade clearing the way for Snoopy, and then Snoopy will be out there with all of his friends from Snoopy's Home Ice, Redwood Ice Theater Company, Santa Rosa Flyers, and Santa Rosa Figure Skating Club. So he's there with his skating crew. He'll be there with his skating crew on Saturday.
So, of course, you guys took 5 years off. The pandemic pushed us back a little bit. What was the feeling? Like, this is the time to bring this back. How did it start getting going to come back?
Yeah, there was a lot of interest. It had been brewing probably for about 2 years. Councilmember Chris Rogers really pushed to get the Metro Chamber involved and kind of provide that extra level of support to help the organization get back up and running again. And that really helped as far as bringing on new committee members, working with the old committee members, and trying to bring the parade back in a way that feels different to people. I mean, it's the same Rose Parade that you participated in as a kid. It's a great community event, but this year we've got this huge festival. We've got all sorts of different activities, and it's going to look and feel really like just a huge celebration of Santa Rosa and Sonoma County.
Is there a chance
all the different parties helped with that? Sorry.
Is there a chance we've forgotten how to parade? Maybe.
I don't think so. You know,
okay.
Through what everyone's got planned, I think people have been itching to parade for a couple of years, so it's going to be pretty great.
Right on. And tell us about the entertainment that will be at the festival this year.
Yeah, we have at the festival stage. We have five different local performers, and between the local performers, we have what we're calling community contests. So we've got a giant LED screen that's going to go back and forth between the festival stage, which is going to have Ballet Folklorico, Sonoma County Taiko, Redwood Empire Chinese Association, New World Ballet, and the Sonoma County Pomo Dancers. And then on the community contests, which are going to be on the grass on Courthouse Square, we're going to have members of the community. Anyone can sign up doing tug of war and hula hooping and water balloon toss. And we're going to end with a pie eating contest.
Okay, so I'm just once again back to this thing. Like, if you want Snoopy to be the Grand Marshal, do you talk to his agent? Do you send his PR? Like, because he lives here, kind of, sort of, can you just email him and he'll take your email?
You have to be a little patient and reach out to some of his friends so that they can check his schedule. Use who you know to get him.
It's all about who you know. Isn't that the truth of life in general? tell us, Candace, which streets will be closed and when should people expect closures to start and then reopen?
So closures are going to happen starting Saturday morning, 6 a.m.
Okay.
The majority of the closures will be done by 1 p.m., The two streets surrounding Courthouse Square will remain closed for the festival until after the festival ends at 3. We really tried to minimize the closures because we wanted to make it as easy as possible for people to get downtown to come watch the parade and participate. Mm-hmm. So the 4th Street will be closed from Brookwood to 4th and 5th from Brookwood to B. And then all of the cross streets in between will also be closed. So if you're coming down 3rd, it'll be totally clear. Coming from College, going down Brookwood will be clear. Portions of B will also be clear. So we've got all of the city parking garages have their first hour free, and they're all open. None of them are blocked off. Santa Rosa Plaza is also opening their parking a little early, so you can park at the plaza for free and walk through the mall to get to 4th Street. So we've got lots of open parking for anyone coming down to watch the parade.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're looking forward to it this Saturday morning in downtown Santa Rosa. All the details at lbroseparade.com. Candace, thanks so much. Have a great parade.
Thanks. See you Saturday.
See you soon. That is Candace Allinson. She's the executive director of the Santa Rosa Downtown District and a member of the Rose Parade Organizing Committee.